This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The brother of rescued hostage Quad Farhan Al-Qadi was reunited with him on Tuesday. He told reporters, thanks to the people who prayed for us, that spoke to the whole world, to all the good people in the world. The 52-year-old is one of 8 hostages to be rescued alive and was the first to be rescued from underground, according to the Israeli military. Al-Qadi was one of 8 members of Israel's Arab Bedouin minority abducted on October 7th. He was working as a guard at a packing factory in one of several farming communities that came under attack. As Israel approaches the anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack that sparked the war in Gaza, the site of the Nova Music Festival has become a place of pilgrimage, Linda Gradstein reports.
Thomas Serfati came to the Nova site with a group from France.
Well, I wanted to see things with my own eyes, so back home I would be able really to better talk about it with some people, because like in America, in France, we have people that are adapting what happened, the horrors of what happened here.
The crowds of visitors include the deputy speaker of the Israeli parliament, Nissim Vaturi, with a delegation from the ruling Likud party.
We come to look at these faces and to support the shout of Israel. And we saw this. This is the reason that we are fighting at Gaza.
Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Kibbutz Re'em, Israel.
A Pentagon spokesman said on Tuesday the Greek-flagged crude oil tanker recently attacked by Yemen's Houthis is still on fire in the Red Sea and now appears to be leaking oil. The Houthis, who control Yemen's most populous region, said they attacked it in the Red Sea as the Iran-aligned group has been attacking ships in solidarity with Palestinians. This is VOA News. Russia launched missile and drone attacks targeting scores of Ukrainian regions and killing at least 6 people, officials said on Tuesday, a day after Moscow's biggest air attack of the war on its neighbor. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday Ukraine would retaliate against Russia for its attacks. He asked allies to consider joint defense air operations and provide long-range capabilities after Russia pummeled Ukrainian energy infrastructure with more than 200 missiles and drones on Monday. UN nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi said Russia's Kursk power plant is at risk of a nuclear accident while a frontline battle rages in the region just 40 kilometers from the plant. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, gave his warning on Tuesday after an inspection.
When a plant is operating, the temperature is much higher, and if there was the case of an impact or something that could affect it, there would be serious consequences.
President Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine last week of trying to attack the Kursk plant. That's after Ukrainian troops carved out a portion of Russian territory this month. Ukraine has yet to respond to the accusations that it attacked the facility.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. A separatist group on Tuesday claimed responsibility for the deadliest day in recent history in southwestern Pakistan's Baluchistan and threatens more a day after multiple attacks killed more than 50 people, mostly civilians. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Pakistan's prime minister has declared that there will be no peace talks with the Balochistan Liberation Army insurgents, who also have targeted Chinese-funded projects there. The attacks indicate that the BLA, which has targeted security forces for years in small-scale attacks and is allied with the Pakistani Taliban, is now much more organized. But the interior minister says there's no need for a large-scale operation against them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Donald Trump was hit by a new federal indictment on Tuesday in his bid to overturn his 2020 election defeat, with prosecutors narrowing their approach after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that former presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team obtained a new indictment in the Washington case that lays out the same 4 charges it brought against the Republican former president last year, focusing on Trump's role as a political candidate seeking re-election rather than as the president at the time. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.